Now. Sports Talk. While you're on the clock, this is Zulak and Bertrand.
We're sports show radio hosts.
On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
92-79, but here comes Jaylen Brown flying through everybody. Over Joel Embiid, he slams it home.
Oh, who's your daddy?
Roadkill. .105-87, your final score last night at the Garden. Celtics beat the 76ers again. Oh, that team's fun, isn't it? Don't you just enjoy watching the Celtics beat up on the 76ers?
I like it more in a series. We can just like step on their throat. Take them in three. I don't know, four. Last night it went exactly like how I expected. You know, to what they didn't play with much rhythm in the preseason. There was concerns there. You know, Baines is physical. Kyrie had himself a bad night last night, and they still won by 18 points. Like, they're that good. They're going to go out there and toy with these, you know, talented teams. Philadelphia's a talented team.
And Philly's one of the good teams.
Yeah.
They got another one coming up on Friday.
Is this the way it's going to go the entire regular season?
I don't know.
They could just play like dog crap at times.
I don't pretend to know that, but I do know that they didn't play their best last night, and they still beat the bag out of Philly. They have Toronto on Friday night, so they've got another good team to take on. But they didn't play their best game, and they still won, and they won it going away. Never really got close in the fourth quarter. I thought maybe there was a chance it would get close late. Yeah. It didn't. Charles Barkley on TNT after the game had this to say about the Celtics.
And I noticed something about this Celtic team right away tonight. What is that? They got to play Aaron Baines more.
Wow. That's what you noticed tonight?
Yeah.
That was your takeaway?
That was my takeaway.
You didn't know all this other stuff you didn't know?
Because there's not enough balls to go around when they put that offensive
game. So who would you take out?
Jalen Brown.
Oh, you tripping.
Oh, no.
How good was Ben Simmons tonight?
They won easy. Ben Simmons was really good.
Aaron Baines played terrific.
And he played his minutes, and that's good.
And he does all the dirty work. You need dirty work players.
And Jalen Brown does all the clean work. So like, he does all that scoring and shooting that they need.
Listen, I'm just telling you, Boston's got a lot of talent, but, you know, Kyrie and Gordon didn't play well tonight. They were 7 for 27.
Two for 14 for Kyrie Irving.
So you're saying you're not liking the Celtics right now?
No. I like the Celtics. I'm saying, Kenny, sometimes you're going to have too much talent. And you can have a great player coming off the bench. He's going to get more touches coming off the bench.
So how's Golden State going?
14, Nate.
They're not the same as Golden State because you got Draymond and other guys who do dirty work. I'm just telling you, I think this team, it's going to have some issues, man.
Okay.
You can have too much talent.
Huh. Do you know what I think he's saying there? This is how I interpreted that. They're a finesse team.
Yeah.
They're not a tough team. And when you put all your super talented guys out there, they're not tough enough.
I think he's challenging their
toughness.
It's with any sport, though. You put any of these finesse guys, these high-end guys out there, and that's what you get.
When he says too much talent, I think what he's saying is you have too many guys that are the highly skilled players and not the physical, you know, dirty sort of players, as he's saying, doing the dirty work.
See, I hear Barkley say that, and I hear it as, they need more guys like me.
Yeah.
They need guys like I played.
He was a mucker, but he could score.
And he doesn't mean he's wrong, but I think that's why he goes and looks at a guy like Baines and says, like, yeah, you got to give him his minutes and make sure he's getting his and going out there and kind of setting the tone. Could very well be right, but it doesn't surprise me to hear Barkley saying that.
Well, I think what he's also alluding to is, like, does Baines, you know, get mad if he doesn't get scoring opportunities?
No. See, the problem is, like, Marcus Smart is your dirty type player. Your mucker, your grinder, your guy's going to dive everywhere. Problem is, he's going to take threes when he wants to. You know what I mean? He's going to shoot. Marcus is going to play in the game, and he's going to shoot.
I think what he's saying is there's a lot of guys that want the ball
on
this Celtics team.
Yeah.
And when you say talent, too many guys that think they can really score, and there are a lot of guys who can really score on this team, and they all want their touches and they all want their points.
Yeah.
And for that, maybe they do have a little too much talent. Now, is that going to get in the way? Probably not.
No, because
you
could play a night where you didn't have any offensive rhythm last night.
Can it give your coach headaches? Absolutely.
Oh yeah.
Dealing with these guys all season long when they start griping about their opportunities and their touches.
Especially when you're talking about the type of talent that they are, where, you know, Tatum, as good as he looks, not a banger. You know, Kyrie Irving just doesn't have the size necessarily to frustrate great handle. I think he's got great instincts on the ball to be able to go and get it. But, you know, what's he really going to be able to do? What's Gordon Hayward going to be able to do? You know, I didn't see him nursing or favoring one side or the other, but it was underwhelming first game back, and he's admitted to it. It's going to take a while for me to get back to where I need to be. And
Do you see him get introduced?
I didn't see it, no.
There's a gif of it going around. He had to have goosebumps and the shakes during it. Like, the place went nuts. It had to be a hell of a moment for him because he missed the home intros last year, obviously. Got hurt on the road, never got introduced at home.
That's right, it was on the road.
So it was his first starting introduction at the Garden.
That's right.
That was kind of a cool moment for him. Jim said the afternoon show.
I would like to have seen him play better. I would like to have seen him play I'd like to have seen a little bit more from last night. I don't like to see rebounds coming off, not necessarily on a bad angle or too hard, and him getting a hand out and deflecting it out of bounds. Like,
he was a little tentative, and I don't blame him.
Yeah, a little tentative. Yeah. Just
bullets are flying for real now. You know?
Barkley's onto something there.
Too talented. Too talented.
too young.
No, just too talented.
I said this 2 months ago, that they should put Jaylen Brown on the bench and start Baines, right? And you guys thought I was crazy.
Yes, we did.
Well,
we
I laughed. Still have a Hall of Famer on my side.
I still think we're crazy.
We were sitting on the ground laughing.
Point for Louth here.
You had to start him.
But I'll tell you what. Here's what I want to see over the first few weeks. I want to see them tinker with the lineup like every single game. I want it to be something different every game for the first five games.
Create some sort of flow, right?
I want Brad Stevens to try and figure out which is going to work best. See if any of it builds chemistry, if any of it looks better than a different lineup. I want them to tinker with that. And I think he will. Maybe not the starting lineup, but tinker with the combinations on the floor at different points in the game to see how it looks. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does.
Yeah, work it out. You can work this out. You can see what works
best. And then play yourself into it.
Right. And Jim now has a Hall of Famer on his side. Yes, Jim. You do, Jim.
Hey, by the way.
Yeah.
What the hell did Shaq eat since he was off air last offseason? All he did was talk. No, go over highlights all the time, man. And I'm like, Chuck, you going to talk? And I'm just sitting here and just mumble over all the highlights. Time we're getting that food delivered.
It does sound like he's got a cheesesteak stuck sideways in his throat.
What was the pizza that sponsored them during the playoffs last year? He kept eating pizza on air. Just Jesus, Shaq.
Lucky.
He's huge. He's huge right now.
Dave's in Sonnet. Shaq. Dave.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Hey.
Excellent show. Oh, so congratulations to Jim on having a Hall of Famer on his side. The same Hall of Famer that last year said that the Celtics shouldn't. Nobody should be scared of the Celtics last year.
Yeah, Jim.
Yeah. So, I mean, come on. This guy's Charles Barkley is not the most intelligent person in the world. I think he's proven that a million times. He was a good power forward that could had a big giant ass, could back somebody down in the block and score, but was really only very one-dimensional and played in an old league, the old version of this league, and he wouldn't be a very good coach in the league today. Don't you agree?
Different style.
I have no problem with what Chuck said regarding the game he was talking about last night.
Dave, thank you.
I agree.
Thank you. Celtics fans, you're back. Celtics season is back.
By the way,
Celtics fans.
By the way,
calling out Jim.
Back in full force.
Do you think?
Calling out Jim.
Congratulations,
calling out
Jim.
Barkley.
Wow.
People that in the real, I mean, really, just what Charles Barkley says really matter in what happens with the Celtics? No.
Do you think anyone should have been afraid of the Celtics last year after Kyrie Irving was out and Gordon Hayward wasn't playing with him?
No.
Me neither. I do not think anybody could have predicted.
I could have told you.
First day in.
They're
going to
roll out
team.
There with
first
Tatum,
team call the year.
Brown, Smott, Baines, Marcus Morris, and shock the world. I did not predict that.
Hey, Patriots fans, Mark Bertrand here. Ever wondered how to make game day even greater? Simple. Bring Crown Royal to share with your friends, and you'll be the game day MVP. We're going to be talking to David Andrews, we believe, coming up next segment. He's going to join us in the next few minutes, and we'll talk some Patriots with a Patriot. How does that sound?
Sounds great.
I talked to him
after the game, after the win against the Chiefs.
Did you?
Yeah,
did you guys have a nice little convo?
Yeah, it was good.
I saw him in a parking lot.
Good.
You saw him in the parking lot.
I talked to him, too.
All right. Well, we're going to talk to him on this very show coming up.
Good.
Hopefully next.
Good.
I don't think there are three words in sports that get more people excited about what is yet to come.
Zolak and Bertrand.
I think there's issues with testosterone.
98.5 The Sports Hub.
617-779-0985.
I've always thought this was a very backhanded love song.
He's got a big one, huh?
It's just, you know, we got the same phone number, we got the same friends. I'm stuck with you.
Might as well.
I'm happy. Am I overjoyed?
We got ups,
am I
ups
head over
downs.
Heels? No.
Good I'm enough. Stuck with you. You're good enough.
Right.
It was a roller coaster type relationship. Ups and downs. Thought about breaking up.
Right.
But you told me that the other day. We're going over the big things. With Milton Berle and him. Huey Lewis, of all people?
Yeah.
Hung like a horse, huh?
I didn't know about that one.
Steve Martin.
Lenny knew all about it, though.
Yeah.
Lenny Clark, that is. A bit of an expert on those with the large members.
Yeah.
Oh, he does stand-up.
I know, but, I mean, he had a full catalog of... Yeah, he met John Mayer, and he told John Mayer, hey, you're the guy with the big... I'm like, is that known? Is that a known thing?
I did not know about John
Mayer. I didn't know about that one.
Yeah, not him.
That was news. Lenny's an encyclopedia
right.
on the topic.
It's a hobby.
Yes.
I wonder when he'll be back in again. The program
researching the genitalia
yes.
size
yes.
of various celebrities.
He's coming in whenever he wants to sit down.
Yeah.
I'll start your show. I'll sit at you.
Don't forget, Comics Come Home. Coming at the Garden. Get to Ticketmaster.com. Get your tickets for that. Should be a great night. A lot of laughs. We're waiting to talk to David Andrews. He's not on the line, so I'm going to take more of your calls until we get
talk about
the line.
Double down on the
Jeremy is in Maine. Jeremy on the Celtics. What do you have?
What's up?
Hey, guys. Bold prediction for this year. Come playoff time, Jason Tatum's going to be unquestionably the best player on our roster. What are your thoughts?
Well, that's the way it's trending, right? I mean, all the stuff he did in the offseason.
I hope, you know, I'll tell you what, Jeremy, I hope it's a question. I hope it's still a question.
That'd be a fun question to have somebody who could rival Kyrie as the best player on that team.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that'd be a lot of fun.
I mean, that's a big leap that he still has to take, Jeremy.
Mike Gorman said it this morning, though. Like, this is going to be his team by the end of the year.
The scoring ability of Kyrie Irving is something special. I know last night it wasn't special, but in general it is. Good phone. Maine. Freaking Maine. Should have known better.
Sarah, give me Juanita down at the diner. And then give me Zolak and Bertrand. 617 exchange.
But I hope he rivals him. I hope he challenges him for who's the best. That would mean great things for the Celtics. It would mean great things for Jason Tatum.
He's got a little attitude this year too, Tatum. A little cockiness in there.
What
a little wink at Embiid that time running down the floor. Like,
yeah.
After he banked in a terrible three-point shot, or is it
feeling
long
it.
Two?
Or remember the stuff in the offseason, him going at it with him. You know, the videos. And he packed on, what, eight pounds of muscle? So, yeah, feeling a little strength.
Let's go to Jim, who's in Beverly. Hey, Jim.
Hey, what do you say, Mark?
Hey, we say, Jim, what's up, man?
What's up, Joe?
What's going on? Hey,
before I get to Machado, Hottie, are you serious with your Haywood take? The guy's first game back. You're going to cut him a little slack? What are you, freaking Maz?
I'm sorry. Did he have a good game last night?
All he did was acknowledge that he wasn't good.
Game back after breaking.
Did he have a good game? Did he have a good game last night?
Stop it, Hottie. You should be on the
field. You can't even answer the question. In the minutes that he played, did he even look good in the few amount of minutes that he played?
I'll answer your question. No, is it
okay? There you go. That's all I said. Yeah, we agree.
You answer the question.
We agree.
Go back in the control room, Hottie. So,
what are you talking about? Do you know what a control room is?
Hardy,
what you're
don't you disrespect.
About.
Nobody puts Hardy in the control room.
I called on Machado. I didn't call on this. I just had a comment on his take.
So basically, Jim, you admit that he didn't play well. You just don't want anyone to say that.
Right.
Yeah.
Green team calling number green team.
You don't want anyone to point it out.
Two green team callers today.
I mean, you got to cut the guy a little slack in his first game back.
Yeah.
So what? You can't acknowledge that he didn't play well?
I didn't come out of the game. That's not the main story of the game. Wasn't anywhere near the main story of the game. I think what it was in reference to was Charles Barkley saying how they need guys to get in there and bang a little bit and to do the dirty work. And if you want to survive, however long it takes Gordon Hayward to get back, you think it's going to take 6 months? No. Is it going to take a couple of months? Maybe. How many games could they drop in the first couple of months if guys aren't out there willing to do all that dirty work and to not be tentative and to do everything that we were talking about that you admit to, that Hayward not playing well? They could drop a lot of games in the first 2 months unless they got guys like Baines out there. That was the whole point of the conversation.
Why, did they drop a game last night? No. Just cut the guy a little slack. That's all I'm saying.
You know what we'll do? We won't ever say anything bad about a Celtics player, and that way you'll be happy. Would that make you happy?
I told you, I'm not a Celtic hunk. I'm just
not. No, God, no.
Your take on the first game is ridiculous. Hey, I called on the Chargers.
Yeah, you agree with my take. So how ridiculous are you?
When are you going back to Toronto?
Did Gordon Hayward play well last night? Do you think that he played well last night?
No, I don't.
Neither do I. Your take is ridiculous.
We got him a little slack because it's his first game back after being out for a year.
Shut up, Jim. Jesus.
Why are you trying to be point? Hardy, why are you trying to be polarizing?
You hear one thing you want to call and you want to harp on that. Guy, hit us with your hot Machado take that no one's going
to
care about.
You're trying to with the hot take today. You're trying to be polarizing and stirring up the Celtic
fans. I can't wait to hear this. This is going to be fire. Go.
I'm successful already because I got you worked up. I don't know if you guys touched on the Machado take.
You did a lot with your day. I called a sports radio station.
Say, Jim, what's going on, Jim?
I want to hear your take on Machado. Go ahead.
Well, you're the one.
What do you think?
So, no, on Machado, he should be suspended. How many times are they going to let him get away with this?
How is he not thrown out of the game? That's what I want to know.
He ripped someone's Achilles heel off. It's ridiculous. And he's so smug after the game in his interview. You just want to punch the guy in the face.
How about that, though? He tried to take Pedroia out. Pedroia actually stood up for the guy. The guy's been a dirty player. He tried to hurt somebody on first base yesterday. That's what's amazing. And he had nothing from Major League Baseball on it.
Well, I mean, he did have the slide the other day. That was an issue, okay?
But on his way to first, he got shot in the left calf, and all of a sudden he's got his drop foot. And he's trying to scrape the back end or the backside of some guy's Achilles?
Yeah, I mean, the slide that he had going back to game three was a joke at second base, and he got called on it by the umpires. But last night at first base, that's just a blatant attempt to hurt somebody. There's no place for that. They should have thrown him out of the game. How he wasn't thrown out, maybe it wasn't noticed, but it was pretty blatant. David Andrews from the New England Patriots joins us. Hi, David. How are you?
Hey, fellas, how we doing?
Do you think that was a bad play at first base where he tried to hurt his Achilles?
I saw it this morning.
You think it was dirty?
I don't know the ins and outs of baseball, to be honest with you, but I guess people were pretty upset about it, huh?
Where did you grow up?
Texas?
Georgia.
And you don't know the ins and outs of baseball?
I mean, I stopped playing baseball when I was 8 years old.
All right.
I know. I saw you in the interview the other day, and everybody's like, "Oh, you're rooting for the Red Sox."
Like the Braves,
I don't watch
always
a lot of baseball.
You ever watch the Braves growing up?
Yeah, Braves. Are you kidding me?
So you should know. You should know that by watching that Machado play, that was a dirty play. He's just trying to kick a guy's heel.
I guess.
Yeah, we're not talking football. You can say something here. We're not asking you about the Patriots. Don't clam up on us.
Yeah, we're sulking. He's standing right next to you. You tell you what happened last week with Gilmore?
What happened last week?
Hold on, we'll tell you that in a minute. David Andrews is with us. He's brought to you by Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. Last week we asked Gilmore about Jalen Ramsey, and that's when he made his Ramsey comments, and it blew up and was all over the place. It's a big story. So that's why we're talking to you this week, because they know you won't say anything. They're gonna send their ace in.
Yeah, what do you think of those zone nose guards that play zone and don't really man up and play the center? I'm kidding. Hey, how good is it to get that? Let's face it, the running game's going, which helps your play action pass. But you know, just the timing of the guards and the efficiency of what you've been blocking. How big of a week was that attacking, especially Kansas City with Skarnecki and what Ivan's been able to coach up?
Yeah, you know, I mean, we've just been trying to improve each week, and we put a lot of work into it. Guys are really bought in to the techniques and schemes and how we want to do things. And, you know, we just got to keep improving each week. It's going to be another big challenge this week. I mean, it's a great defense. Everyone, you know, knows the guys that they have, a lot of good players, and, you know, go to work today and keep it improving.
They obviously added Mac at the start of the year in that trade from Oakland, but these guys can sort of get after the quarterback. Is that what you've seen on tape?
Yeah, you know, I mean, it's obviously Khalil Mack, but, you know, you got Leonard Floyd in there. You got Akeem Hicks, Goldman. You know, they got a lot of guys that are contributing, making a lot of big plays, you know, and they're good at getting the quarterback, and not only getting to the quarterback, but getting the ball off of them too.
Well, they got Trevathan, too. I mean, is this the best set of linebackers you guys have faced, you know, 7 weeks into this year?
I don't know. We'll see. They're definitely good. They're fast. They're athletic. And they're playing aggressive right now. You know, so it's definitely going to be a big challenge.
Sony Michel, after the game the other night, credited the offensive line and credited you guys up front for him being able to have success. Do running backs and their style, do you ever factor that in when you're blocking? Is there something you need to know about the guys who are running behind you when you're blocking for them?
No. I think if you start doing that, I think you can kind of overwhelm yourself, just trying to keep up with who's in the game at times. I think, you just got to trust. You go out there, do your job. They're going to find those holes. And they've been doing a great job of that here.
David Andrews here with Zolak and Bertrand. And, Dave, you guys have been scoring a lot of points the last three games, 38, 38, and obviously 43 in the win. Have you ever played on this type of an offense, even going back to your days at Georgia where, okay, we're scoring 43 points, but yet we're peeking at the clock. We're trying to run it out and control it to make sure the other team doesn't get the ball back. Do you feel that the offenses are scoring more points than ever now?
I guess. I mean, we're fortunate. We got a lot of weapons. We just got to hold up our end, give our guys opportunities to make plays. And when we do that, they're pretty good.
There have been some comments about the league and the direction of the league this week and how offensive heavy it's become. Even your own quarterback, Tom Brady, said that it's basically become some sort of skills competition. I bet you don't feel that way, given that you get hit on every single play, do you?
I think now it's just, a lot of athletes that are playing, it's just, it's amazing when you look at all the guys and schemes that they're able to do, but it's still a physical game. It's a tough game. And we usually find our, best successes when we are able to run the ball. So, efficiently, and tied in with our passing game and not be one dimensional.
How much forward do you look forward to these interviews, each and every other week?
It's probably the highlight of my week.
Highlight of the week. You got a boring week here, pal.
I would have been thrilled if you had said highlight of your day.
Hey, you never played in Chicago, right? I mean, it's a new field for you guys. Some of you guys.
Yeah, it's going to be an awesome environment. Sure. They're amped up. It's going to be a tough environment, and looking forward to the challenge.
All right, David. Appreciate the time.
Appreciate it, Dave.
All right, guys. Y'all have a good one.
All right. See you out there.
David Andrews with us here on Zolak and Bertrand. He doesn't know if it's a dirty play. Yes, he does. Sure, he does.
He was one of the few ones in the
See, the Braves like, oh yeah, we were good every year. I love the Braves. Like, oh, so what? You weren't watching baseball all the year? Like,
typical Butchie on Channel 25. He's going around post game. Hey, who's rooting for the Red Sox here? And Butchie's going up and down to each player. And Andrews is like, I don't know. I just like to watch football. Everybody's like, yeah, I love the Red Sox. We're rooting for them. It's our hometown team. And Andrews, I'm a football guy. I just like football. What are you going to watch? I don't know. Watch football. Gronkowski's like, yeah, they'll probably have two screens. One watch Red Sox, one watch us at the same time. Andrew's like, I'd watch football game. That's a center.
I got two screens.
That's what you want your center
to say. And they're both got football games on them.
Yep. I got one, and then we're watching when Dick Butkus rips the head off and rolls it down the steps, and he talks about Betty Davis in that horror movie.
Add a third screen, find a football game for that one, too. It's basically what we got.
Belichick football life.
Oh man,
Dan Reeves is my uncle.
There is a hot take of all hot takes on the incident that happened at Gillette Stadium on Sunday night with Tyreek Hill. We're gonna get to that at 11:50. We have a Dairy Queen giveaway. Got a gift card for you at 11:50, and Dan Shaughnessy will join us on the phone from Houston at noontime. A lot to get to. It's all on the way here on Zolak and Bertrand.
Sports Hub headlines.
Red Sox beat the Astros in Houston 8-2 last night. Tonight, Game 4, Rick Porcello to the mound as a starter, not a reliever, which is different how, Rick?
I think as a starter, you're trying to cover the course of a whole ball game, so you're kind of trying to keep your emotions in check. You've got a lot of baseball to pitch. You don't want to get too high, too low, and I feel like I've had, the last inning of a start, if I get a big out or big strikeout, I've shown emotion the same as I have coming out of the bullpen. I don't feel like I'm doing anything different besides trying to lock down those three outs, and it's just about that one inning.
He'll get a chance starting at 8:39 tonight. Sox have the late game. He'll oppose Charlie Morton of the Astros. Early game, Dodgers and Brewers, they're tied at 2 each after LA got the win at home last night, 2-1 in 13 innings. Celtics over the Sixers last night, 105-87. Jason Tatum led Celtics scorers with 23 points. Next up, they'll visit the Raptors Friday night. Bruins and Flames go in Calgary tonight. First night of back-to-backs for the Bees. Juts Rotten Bob Beers have the call. 9:30 puck drops right here on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Hot takes.
Oh, yeah.
I am Superman.
Oh, yeah.
Wrong song.
Oh. Zoe and Beetle, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Snap to Mahomes, play fake and a deep drop. Pressure by Claiborne. Moves up, fires deep downfield. And Hill is wide open. Leaps to make the catch at the 35. Runs left past Harmon. Down the left sideline, 10-5. Gone. Touchdown, Kansas City.
Unbelievable. Daron Harmon is the deep center fielder. He catches the ball 5 yards in front of him.
75 yards, Mahomes to Hill.
The only way this happens is because of the velocity on the football. It is a laser. The ball doesn't hang. The ball's thrown high and behind Hill. He elevates, gets it, and it's just, Harmon didn't have a chance. That's unbelievable.
All right, that was the play that Tyreek Hill scored his touchdown on. 75 yards in 2 seconds Sunday night. By now, you probably know that the fan who threw the beer on him is going to face charges and will have to appear in court. 21-year-old Patriot fan who was in the end zone. This is from The Big Lead today, thebiglead.com. It's by a guy named Tully Cochran. I don't know who this person is.
Hello, Tully.
I don't know who this person is, but I want to read their story because, Hardy, it's a hot take. It is the hottest of hot.
Hardy's a little steamy over there.
He writes, the fan who threw the beer in Tyreek Hill's face Sunday night in Foxborough is 21 years old, meaning he was just 7 on the night in 2004 when a fan threw a beer at Ron Artest and something very, very unexpected happened. That night, every sports fan was reminded of a fact of life that nobody should ever forget. If you throw a drink at somebody, there's a chance they will punch you in the face. And you will have deserved it. Now, athletes are discouraged from retaliating in this manner. And for the most part, that's a good thing. Self-control is a virtuous, honorable, and not as easy as it looks. Not many NBA players would have gone charging into the stands the way Artest did, just as there are not many civilians who would respond the way Artest did. But there are some, and it's good to get a reminder of that every once in a while. Am I saying I wish somebody would have punched this Pats fan in the face? I mean, what's going to happen to him instead is he's going to be charged with disorderly conduct, which in Massachusetts is a misdemeanor, carrying a penalty of up to 6 months in jail and a $200 fine. Unless he's got priors, he's not going to spend much, if any, time in jail. This is not going to be one of those fine probation community service this is going to be one of those fine community service type of deals. He says that's one way of resolving it. Another is he gets punched in the face. We call it even and everyone moves on. It has to be said that Tyreek Hill should not be doing the punching because Hill pleaded guilty 3 years ago to punching and choking his girlfriend and was wisely counseled by Chiefs coach Andy Reid not to retaliate against the young Pats fan. But what I'm saying is that fan, that 21-year-old fan, he assaulted a stranger knowing full well that stranger wasn't going to do anything about it. Couldn't do anything about it. He's throwing beer on strangers from behind a wall, surrounded by people who are on his side. Certain that there's no way these guys are going to jump that wall and come beat him up. He's like the idiots in Detroit that night in 2004 who ran into a fight thinking it was going to be fun and found out otherwise. Once in a decade, it would be nice to see a fan get decked by a player. That's all I'm saying. Just often enough to remind everybody that these are human beings too. And if you challenge someone to a fight by doing something outside the bounds, you better be ready to take them up, or you better be ready for them to take you up on it. I sort of like his take.
I don't mind this take at all.
I don't hate this at all. This guy is rooting for a Kansas City Chief, probably not Tyreek Hill.
He's rooting for crazy.
To just punch the guy in the face and we call it even and everyone goes home. We don't involve you know, disinvite letters from the team. We don't invite, you know, bring in law enforcement. We don't bring him up on charges. Let's just settle this right here, jackass.
You think that? Let me ask you a question. Do you think that 21-year-old fan, and I think we kind of know his name, but we're not going to say it. But
I haven't seen his name. Is his name out there?
I think it is out there, but... Oh.
I haven't seen it.
Because of legalities. I don't want to get into it. But do you think that 21-year-old fan had any idea what Tyreek Hill did or was guilty of or pleaded guilty to? Do you think he had any clue about punching a girlfriend, strangling her?
No.
Hitting her in the... No.
No.
Of course he did.
No.
So I love how everybody's like, well, the guy didn't got... I love how everybody says the guy got what he had coming to him. Well, that had nothing to do with that moment.
No.
What Tyreek Hill did and what he pleaded guilty to and is going to be known for the rest of his life had nothing to do with that moment of when this 21-year-old kid, drunk, threw a beer in his face. Drew Rosenhaus should never have taken it to the next level to where now people are all of a sudden starting to talk and look more into Tyreek Hill and his past. It was like stupid by Rosenhaus. Tyreek Hill handled himself well. He didn't respond. He went back to the sideline. Okay, the league is going to look into it. Absolutely. The Patriots found the guy within 24 hours. I told you this Monday. I said, they're going to have this guy because they have security cameras everywhere. They zoom in on sections and watch people. If there's a fight, they'll go back. They're recording the stadium at all times. They'll find this guy. They will find him, and they found him. Why does Drew Rosenhaus want to take it the next step? Well, all of a sudden, Tyreek Hill is this upstanding.
That's what it is. Has nothing to do with that. You're speaking out of both sides of your mouth on this because a minute ago you just said the guy throwing the beer on him has nothing to do with Tyreek Hill's past.
Right.
So therefore, the prosecution or wanting someone to get charged for it has nothing to do with his past.
That's fair.
If they're not related, they're not related.
That's fair. But right? Because everybody's screaming at Tyreek Hill for what he's done.
Like, do you feel bad for Tyreek Hill? I don't feel bad for him. I don't have any sort of sympathy for him. Like,
no, and he doesn't feel that bad either.
You didn't get injured.
No, I think Drew Rosenhaus wants the attention.
Well,
should it happen? No, it shouldn't happen. Was Tyreek Hill injured in any way? No. Stop it.
If Tyreek Hill had punched that fan in the face, should the fan still be disinvited from Gillette Stadium?
No. No, that sort of undoes that, got paid back for the deed right then and there.
Now, forgetting for a moment that I don't see how they enforce a lifetime ban from Gillette Stadium. Like,
what if you buy four tickets to Kiss next year and you give him one of them?
I'm not saying next home game.
It's not enforceable.
Of course not.
Now, if you have season tickets and he was there on someone's season tickets, which I believe he probably was because that area is for season tickets.
You can only get in there if you're
like, you can buy that. Right. What that is down there is, I remember when they opened it, we talked to all the people with the team on this show, and they said that's an added package you can add to wherever your season tickets are in the stadium. You can add on for an additional amount of money access to the club.
Right.
So that guy walked into that stadium with a ticket, whether it was his season tickets or someone else's. He was there on a season ticket. The punishment there is whoever had those tickets loses their tickets, and I would not be surprised if that has already happened because they are strict about that stuff.
It's clearly
written. Which is why ticket holders for Patriots have become more aware and cautious than ever in terms of who they sell or give their tickets to if they're not following themselves.
But they'll take it right from you.
Forgetting for a moment that you can probably get back into Gillette Stadium. Let's say it is a real ban for life, right? You have the choice. You're either going to get banned for life or going to take one shot to the face from Tyreek Hill.
Miss something?
So what happens now?
Listen to the podcast on the 98.5 The Sports Hub app. Now back to Zolak and Bertrand on Boston's home for sports.
Caller number 10 to the Pride Motor Group contest line, 617-931-0985. Will score a $50 Dairy Queen gift card. DQ, fan food, not fast food. Caller 10, contest line only, will win. 617-931-0985.
For the fans.
You wonder why I'm such a baby, because the Dolphins made me cry. Nothing I can do. I'm looking for a girl like you.
Come on, Hardy.
You look at me.
No.
Yeah.
Nothing left to say.
I'm on a mountain until I get my way.
Wasn't this the song
in Ted? Give it a million bucks in, then he cried.
Wasn't this the song in Ted when the bear is singing?
What a weird movie.
Now, I don't know. This is the song where Bob Dylan said, hey, why did you rip off half of my song to write your song?
Bob Dylan
sucks. No kidding.
The whole verse about that.
I'll tell you what, Hootie did it way better than Bob Dylan did.
So Bob Dylan said, I'm not taking
any more trolls today.
Hey,
you included.
Okay, so that's enough. That's enough, whatever that is.
Bob Dylan. God.
Handsome, my friend. Blowing in the wind.
He sings that, right? Yeah. Take him and Janis Joplin and put him on a.
All right, answer the question. Face the misdemeanor charges, go to court, get it. It's not going to, you know, stick. It's going to be something like community service and a fine.
Yeah.
In fact, you know,
he's got to own up and fess up to this and get it over with.
We should go to a.
Damn it.
Got a lawyer?
What happened to
him? We have a lawyer on the phone?
I thought I. Where's Bendenson? Get him to call in. He's a lawyer. He studied law.
Here it is. Here it is.
I wish Bendenson would call.
Here's William Bendenson of Patriots. What's he say? He wrote this on Twitter.
Best
relevant information to this conversation.
Yep.
Given that I am a lawyer, the 21-year-old fan who is charged with disorderly conduct and throwing an object at a sporting event will likely have his charges continued without a finding. He is unlikely to face jail time, likely pay a fine, and community service. Okay? So that's what's going to happen. Would you rather deal with that than a lawyer in court?
William Bendenson, Patriots correspondent, Sports Exchange, and Maven.
That guy has given us what the situation is. Right. Court, lawyers, court costs, doing community service, paying a fine, all of that. Or would you rather just have Tyreek Hill punch you in the face and everyone goes home and no one says anything about it?
Punch me in the face.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, I'll take the one.
Go ahead, punch me in the face. Let's do this.
Sure.
Take your medicine.
Especially from like the other side there, he's not going to get like, he's not going to be able to follow through.
Right, and I'll tell you what, he's a strong dude.
And I bet you get popped in the face once.
But there's people in between. Just put him in my face one time. Just get him one time. And then bang.
Now, but all you get to do is... All you get to do is like splash like half a beer on him, right. And for that you get punched in the face.
Yeah,
and everybody's pulling each other off each
other. What do you want?
I want a full beer. I want to be able to throw a full beer in his face.
No, the deed is already done. Well, how much beer he spilled on him was?
It was like foam.
It was in a bottle. It seemed. It was in like the aluminum bottle. Fist,
yeah,
it's like holy water coming out just there.
Still sitting there, Dave.
It's one of those deals.
Yeah, still take the pop.
Absolutely. Take the punch in the
face.
It's
not even the stadium ban, which we agree, tough to enforce. It's the court, community service.
Yeah. Money. It's money, too. Don't forget all the money you're going to dole out.
Yeah.
For representation and court costs and fines and everything else.
Yeah, it's not
to the face.
It's not the principle
punch
of the thing.
Punch me in the face.
It's the money.
That's this guy's point.
You're pulling a guy out with a $2,500 retainer just to read the report.
Right. Who wants that?
Oh, God. Oh. I'll take the court-appointed. Give me the court-appointed lawyer.
Oh, you want a public defender on
yes.
that? Yeah, probably the same thing.
The guy from the one movie down south where he had the shakes.
Yeah,
My Cousin Vinny.
Sure.
Yeah. 617-779-0985. John and Lynn, what would you do?
I'm definitely taking the punch in the face.
Take it in the face. Yep. Yeah.
I'm not hesitating. Come on. Like, if you're being serious here, I mean, being honest.
What if he breaks your teeth?
Guy, he only punches women. And, I mean.
There we go.
You know what I'm saying? I could definitely take a punch.
I know that he's a bad guy. I know that he's a violent man. He's a bad man.
He's a bad guy.
But I don't know that I'm even factoring that into this.
No.
I don't know that I am. Yeah. Not a good guy. He's even said, I'll give him credit for this. He's gone on the record and said, fans have every right to hate me. They have every right to hate me for what I've done. So he doesn't shy away from talking about it.
But this is a 21-year-old kid who probably has no clue what Tyreek Hill did.
No.
And he's just reacting because I'm drunk and I'm having a good time and I'm at a night
game. Yeah, it could have been any player that was standing in that spot having scored the touchdown.
Regrets it like hell. Yeah, sure. Right.
Could have been anybody.
He's no different than any of the scummy New York fans that throw beer on top of your
head. Right, Kimbrel.
Same thing. Oh, yeah.
It's not the first time. This has happened plenty of times before.
Would you rather have it thrown on you, or would you rather have a full beer in a can thrown at you? You know what I mean?
Chris is in Natick. Hey, Chris.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey.
They're making a huge deal out of nothing over this. I mean, it happens at every single game. You see players getting thrown.
This was pretty visible.
Cans at him. I mean, look at Kimbrel coming out of the bullpen the other day. He had a full beer can thrown at him from a New York Yankees fan, and then you didn't hear nothing about it. You didn't hear him getting thrown out of the game. You didn't hear lifetime suspensions.
Yeah, there's no investigation to find that guy. How about the Yankees fan who threw the full beer at the A's fan? We know who that was. Those guys were on Twitter together. Did the Yankees go after that guy and issue a lifetime ban from the stadium?
They probably bought free beer.
What's the difference? Oh, you can do it to fans, but you can't do it to players? That guy threw a full beer on that dude. I haven't heard about him suffering any
that's almost
bad consequences.
What about the slice of pizza at Fenway? What about the pizza thrower at Fenway years ago?
Terrible. Vicious assault. That was...
Who's the guy?
Remy laughing at that was the best.
I think Remy's still laughing.
What was the guy's name that had the necro and he had the neck brace? He was in his front window and he's waving out the thing.
LeBron had a beer poured on him at the Garden when he was with the Heat, like 6 or 7 years ago. He was going down the tunnel. You know how there's that screen that sort of goes over the tunnel, but it's not. It's like a screen.
It's like a Papa Shot net.
We'll go through it. Yeah. And someone dumped the beer on top of it, and it just, like, rained down all over him.
Yeah.
As he was walking out, as he was leaving the court. It's happened. It's happened in a lot of cases. I'll tell you what separates what happened on Sunday night from some of these others. It was clear-cut who did it.
We got you.
The video evidence existed of the fan with the beer in his hand.
On live TV.
In the same shot as the player, the guy in New York. There's no cameras pointed to a random guy 10 rows back behind the Yankees bullpen.
Right.
Like, it's just hard to identify who it is. Right?
Right.
617-779-0985 is the phone number. Let's get back to the Red Sox from last night, including all the discussion of Jackie Bradley Jr., Nathan Eovaldi, who is terrific. Here's headlines, no commercials.